From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A videotape sent to the Arabic language television station Al Jazeera appears to show the killing of Margaret Hassan, the aid worker who was taken hostage in Baghdad a month ago. Hassan had British and Iraqi citizenship. She lived in Iraq for 30 years and worked as the country director for the aid organization CARE International.
After learning about the tape, her husband Tassin appeared on the BBC and issued this appeal to those who abducted her.
The video may be genuine, but I do not know. I beg those people who took Margaret to tell me what they have done with her. They can't tell me. They can't call the helpline. I need her. I need her back to rest in peace.
That's Tassin Hassan speaking today on the BBC.
We're joined by NPR's Philip Reeves, who is in Baghdad following this story. And Philip, what do we know about the contents of this videotape?
Well, according to Al Jazeera, the Arabic language TV station, it shows a hooded figure shooting a blindfolded woman who's wearing an orange jumpsuit. It's understood that the figure shoots the woman with a pistol and he shoots her in the head.
Now, I understand that Al Jazeera is not airing the videotape.
That's right. The station initially said that it would air part of the video. Then it changed its position. It also says that it received the video several days ago, but it couldn't be sure of its authenticity. An official from Al Jazeera is reportedly now saying that it won't air the tape because it respects the audience's feelings. He then added, reportedly, that they couldn't be certain that the woman actually is Margaret Hassan. They're just saying that she's presumed to be Margaret Hassan.
Who has actually seen this videotape?
Well, it's been viewed by British diplomats who were invited by Al Jazeera to see it, and they appear to have concluded that it is probably genuine. And this has drawn a reaction from the upper echelons of the British government. In London, the British Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, said that based on experts' examination of the video, the government in Britain has informed Margaret Hassan's family that, sadly, it now believes that she probably has been murdered. And he added, though, that they couldn't conclude this with absolute certainty, so there is still an element of doubt. The British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, also expressed sympathy with Hassan's family. His office said that Blair shared their abhorrence at the cruel treatment of someone who devoted so many years of her life to helping people of Iraq. So it appears that it has been viewed by experts, and they have concluded that it is probably her.
What about CARE International? Have they issued a statement?
Well, she worked for a long time as the director of CARE, and she, you know, spent a long time helping Iraqis during an extremely difficult time in their history. She's not only British and Irish by nationality, she was also Iraqi. And, you know, friends of hers say that she considered herself in many ways to be an Iraqi. So, unsurprisingly, CARE has indeed reacted to this news that's come out today. They've issued a statement saying that it's with profound sadness that they've learnt of the existence of this video in which they say it appears that their colleague Margaret Hassan has been killed. And they say in the statement that the whole of CARE International is in mourning.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thank you very much, Philip.
You're welcome.